This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 11th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's a day that brings together two ideas that at first glance don't seem to belong together. It's Cheer Up the Lonely Day, and it's also World Population Day. One day reminds us to think about one person at a time, and the other asks us to think about the whole world. And perhaps together, they raise an important question. How can there be more than 8 billion people on this planet? More ways than ever to communicate, and yet so many people feel alone. A few weeks ago, during Loneliness Awareness Week, we talked about this very issue. Loneliness isn't simply about being by yourself. Sometimes it's about feeling unseen, unheard, or disconnected, even when you're surrounded by people. And I learned that lesson many years ago. I had just been married and was living in Los Angeles. I'd never been to a big New Year's Eve bash, so when my husband suggested going to LA and go dancing at a big party, I was thrilled. We walked into a huge ballroom. There must have been over 500 people there. Every table was beautifully set with champagne and delicious food. A wonderful band was playing. People were laughing, dancing, hugging, and celebrating. It should have been magical, but it wasn't. There was a but. I looked around, and the crowded room was full of people. And I realized everyone there, except my husband, was a stranger to me. The room was overflowing with people, but my heart felt empty. That night taught me something I've never forgotten. You can be surrounded by hundreds of people and still feel profoundly alone. Loneliness isn't measured by the number of people around us. It's measured by the depth of our connections. The American author Leo Buscaglia once said, "Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, all of which have the potential to turn a life around." Perhaps that's why Cheer Up the Lonely Day matters. It reminds us that sometimes the greatest gift we can give someone isn't money or advice, it's our attention. A phone call, a visit, a smile, an invitation, simply letting someone know that they matter. And that brings me to World Population Day. The United Nations created this day to encourage us to think about both the opportunities and the challenges of our growing population. It's not simply about counting people. It's about creating a world where every person has the opportunity to live with dignity, good health, education, equality, and hope. It reminds us that strong, sustainable communities depend on people being able to make informed choices, care for one another, and build societies where everyone has a chance to thrive. When we hear that the world's population continues to grow, perhaps we shouldn't first ask, how many people are there? Perhaps we should ask, how well are we caring for one another? Because if millions of people feel isolated, disconnected, or forgotten, then population alone isn't the measure of our success. The numbers aren't what matters. Our humanity is. The good news is that none of us has to solve the world's problems alone. Every act of kindness creates a ripple effect. Every conversation matters. A lonely neighbor, a grieving friend, a new immigrant, someone sitting quietly in a coffee shop, a family member you haven't spoken with in a while, Sometimes all they're waiting for is someone to make the first move. Imagine what would happen if each and every one of us reached out to just one person this week. One visit, one call, one coffee, one sincere question. How are you really? The population of the world wouldn't change, but someone's world might change. Perhaps that's how we build a better future, not only through governments and global organizations, but through ordinary people like us who choose kindness each and every day. Over the next hour, your From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts will do exactly that. They'll share their knowledge, experience, and practical advice so we can be empowered to make informed decisions, live our best lives, and find our own place in this world with confidence, purpose, and joy. This morning, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk hearing health with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and have a conversation about how to create balance in our lives with Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You. And we'll learn about a mobile health clinic that brings dental care to our door from denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. And our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will help us better understand how we can meet the right person. And Realtor Melanie Martin will give us a deal of the week for property north of Toronto. Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility will share how we can make our home future ready. And yes, I'll definitely be your wardrobe doctor. So in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started by talking about investing for our future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. You know, Marilyn, today's topic about loneliness is one that resonates, and it resonates with me. In a time where social media is used to connect people conveniently, I think statistically, and I can't quote them, so I apologize for that, but the degree to which people feel lonely is notable. And I think they've made studies that people, even though we've got more means to communicate, we feel more isolated and alone. There is, however, a far more sinister impact to loneliness other than just feeling alone. Those people who do not maintain connections with people in the community around them expose themselves to the vulnerability that awaits the lone person. Predators in the service business prey upon those for whom they perceive as vulnerable and alone. Too often, this is the old, the infirm, and the naive. The vast majority of my clients are accomplished professionals and business owners surrounded by family, friends, and activities that fulfill them. This comprehensive community protects them. They have people who will ask questions, give opinions, and involve themselves in their lives. Why? Because they care. But for those people who don't have that kind of community, they have issues and they have problems. A client of mine has fallen prey to one of those miscreants who use pressure tactics, convey an air of authority and identity, and identify a vulnerability that they can exploit. In this instance, they imply that they work for the city, and if work was not done, their home would be condemned. My client, whom I've known for decades, is a recluse, and his asset is his home with some registered savings. He signed a contract for work to be done, which he cannot afford and will ultimately lead to the sale of his home. When asked why he didn't call me sooner, he said, "I felt I had to sign." Now I'm involved. Lawyers and options to minimize the financial pain will be attempted. Regardless, he will give away thousands of dollars needlessly. And I hate that he will go through this. So how do you protect yourself? Vulnerable individuals can legally protect themselves from financial harm by establishing formal estate documents like enduring powers of attorney for finances and a trust while still mentally competent. Monitoring bank alerts, appointing a trusted contact with financial institutions, and never signing documents under pressure provides further day-to-day security. For robust protection, vulnerable populations and their advocates should utilize the following safeguards. Powers of attorney. Appoint a trusted individual to handle financial affairs. Specify restrictions in the power of attorney, such as requiring dual signatures for large transactions to prevent exploitation. Maybe you establish trusts. You transfer assets into a trust, making a neutral party the trustee to manage and disperse funds strictly according to the vulnerable person's established rules. You have a trusted contact person. You designated this trusted contact person with a bank or brokerage. This grants institutions explicit permission to pause suspicious transactions and to reach out to a designated third party if exploitation is suspected. Use cautiously, you can also use joint accounts. You avoid opening joint bank accounts unless full ownership rights are explicitly desired. Joint owners typically have legal authority to withdraw all funds without the other's knowledge. So you have to make sure that there are some kind of legal safeguards and restrictions on a joint account. Take care of yourself, people. And if you are alone, get to know your neighbors. Get to understand your community. Get out, walk around, say hello to people. Make yourself known because there's safety in your community. Just reach out and try it. Thank you all, and do have a great weekend.
And Kevin, anyone listening who wants someone to have their back and not just talk about money, but about life, then give Kevin Giffen a call at 416-708-6229. You'll get solid information, a second opinion if necessary, and you'll learn how to protect yourself. That's 416-708-6229. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Especially when we're addressing loneliness, it's good that we don't have to do it alone. And today we have clinical director Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You, who explains how we can build our best life from the comfort of our home and find balance. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Today I'd like to talk about anxiety, something that affects millions of Canadians and one of the most common reasons people seek therapy. The first thing I'd like everyone to know is that anxiety isn't always a bad thing. In fact, it's a normal human emotion. Anxiety is our brain's built-in alarm system. It helps us prepare for an important presentation, react quickly if we're driving and suddenly someone stops in front of us, or it motivates us to study for that exam. The problem is when that alarm system starts going off when there isn't a real danger. Many people describe anxiety as a feeling like they're constantly waiting for something bad to happen. They may overthink conversations, worry about their health, finances, children, relationships, or just about anything you can think of. They might find it difficult to relax, even when things start going well. Anxiety doesn't just affect our thoughts. It affects our bodies, too. It can show up as a racing heart, muscle tension, headaches, stomach problems, difficulty sleeping, or just feeling restless and unable to switch off. Because these symptoms are physical, people sometimes think something's medically wrong when in fact, they're just experiencing anxiety. One of the biggest misconceptions is that people should simply just stop worrying. If it were that easy, no one would struggle with anxiety. Instead, it's helpful to understand that anxiety feeds on uncertainty. Our brains naturally want answers and control, but life doesn't always provide either. The more we try to eliminate every uncertainty, the more anxious we often become. So what can we do? One strategy I often recommend is to pause and ask yourself, is this a fact or is this a fear? Our anxious minds are very good at convincing us that imagined possibilities are certain outcomes. Another helpful tool is to bring yourself back to the present moment. Anxiety usually lives in the future, thinking about what might happen. Grounding yourself by taking a few slow breaths, noticing what you can see, hear, and feel around you, or focusing on the task right in front of you can help calm your nervous system. It's also important to remember that avoiding situations because they make us anxious actually often strengthens that anxiety over time. So instead, gently facing our fears one manageable step at a time teaches our brains that we can cope. And finally, if anxiety is interfering with your sleep, work, relationships, or your ability to enjoy life, please know that help's available. Therapy can provide practical tools to understand anxiety, reduce its impact, and help you regain confidence in your ability to manage it. Feeling anxious doesn't mean you're weak, and it doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means your nervous system is working overtime, and with the right support and strategies, it can learn to settle again. I'd also love to hear from you, so if you have any questions about mental health, relationships, stress, or another topic you'd like me to discuss on a future show, please send it to questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. While I can't provide personal therapy or individual advice on the air, I'm happy to answer general questions and use your suggestions to shape future conversations. Thanks so much for listening today, and have a great day.
Thank you, Michelle, for that information. Anyone experiencing anxiety can be proactive about their health. If you're experiencing it, you want to learn how to stop worrying, help is here. It's called Psychotherapy for You. There's a complimentary consultation. All you have to do to get started, to ask your questions and find your solutions, is call 289-205-3505. That's 289-205-3505. Or email contact@psychotherapyforyou.ca. Thank you, Michelle. I look forward to learning from you week to week. Mental health is very important, and we all have to address it.
I agree. Thanks so much, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, grief, or you're simply feeling stuck, Psychotherapy for You is here for you online. Psychotherapy for You carefully matches you with a therapist best suited to your needs. Feel heard and empowered while learning coping strategies that can lead to meaningful change, all from the comfort of home. Reach out to psychotherapyforyou.ca. Professional online mental health services.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for short or long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
So back with us today is Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and we're talking about how we can tell if our body is aging more quickly than it should. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yes, last week we talked about a couple of points, you know, we could use as markers to see that we're aging faster maybe than we should. And I'm going to talk about a few more points. And the one of the areas that I'm going to focus on is energy. So this is one of the most, people notice this first, and they're most likely to chalk it up to getting older or being busy. But fatigue that accumulates with age has a very specific biological explanation. And again, it starts with what we call the mitochondria. These are the cells, the structures in the cells that produce energy. And Hormones are also important because thyroid function, which governs how efficiently our cells produce energy, often becomes subtler with age. And, of course, cortisone, which is associated with stress, for example, changes and can be triggered by inflammation. And certainly in women, decline in estrogen and progesterone during perimenopause, all this affects the mitochondrial function. When we think of weight, for example, weight metabolism are shifting as we're getting older. And unfortunately, this is one of the most frustrating experiences people have in midlife. And it's not about willpower effort. It's about that cellular metabolism changing ways that, you know, that are entirely real and really measurable. And we think about things like insulin sensitivity, muscle mass changing as we decline, as areas that we can measure and actually influence. Inflammation, of course, also increases. This is a sign that really ties all the others together because researchers have coined the term inflammaging to describe the slow, silent accumulation of low-grade inflammation that comes with biological age. And cells, you know, typically they might have stopped working properly, for example, were exposed to, for example, chronic stress, poor sleep, years of environmental exposure. All these things can affect that inflammation in our body. The main thing from a naturopathic perspective is it's really important to understand how these areas and signs, they're not inevitable and they're measurable. And in many cases, they're generally changeable. So you don't simply have to accept how you feel right now as the new normal. There's almost always more to understand and more that can be done from a naturopathic perspective. So if people have any questions, they'd like to book an appointment, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So we don't have to accept that our body is aging more quickly. We can slow it down with the help of naturopathic medicine. Just give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call for a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes on the phone or in person. Just call 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
People can be speaking and we can be surrounded by lots of ideas and many people, but if we can't hear, we can't participate and be engaged in life. To help us hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is here. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Over the years, I've realized that something can happen when conversation becomes difficult. People with hearing loss don't want to be alone. They simply become disconnected from others. This is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I've come to realize that I'm not really in the hearing aid business. I'm in the conversation business. Hearing isn't just about ears. It's about relationships. So perhaps today offers us all a gentle reminder. Instead of sending a quick text, maybe pick up the phone and have a conversation. Instead of asking someone how they're doing and rushing off, stay long enough to hear the answer. And if you found yourself stepping back from conversations because they've become difficult, don't simply assume that that's part of getting older. Sometimes a small change can reconnect you to the people who matter most. And at the end of the day, I don't think people are looking for more followers, more notifications, or more names in their contact list. I think they're looking for something much simpler. And most of those moments begin with one simple thing, a conversation.
Edmund, because of you, people hear their best. I've had people call me and thank me because their experience at Hearing Aid Source Centres has been so magnificent. So thank you for sharing those thoughts. If someone wants a hearing test or a consultation of any kind, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. 4327. Whether it's about hearing aids or your ears or both, one conversation gets you started and you can reconnect with people and be engaged in life. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now, our Cupid here on From a Woman's Perspective, Linda Miller, is here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I get questions a lot. Do you have the same amount of women as you have men? And we just actually had a number of good men join. We're in the middle of a targeted ad campaign, which we do from time to time. And we do it with women and men, depending on which sex we have to sort of bolster up a little because our numbers are down. So we do try to keep things even. And our campaign is targeting men 50 to 80 to join the service. And I interviewed three of them yesterday. So really nice men. They were all good candidates for the service. So the first thing I do is make sure, first of all, that someone's a good candidate and I'm going to be able to match them regularly. And the interesting thing is that they had thought, obviously, quite a bit about it. And two of them mentioned life stages being very important, which I also think is very important. And they said they were very interested. One of them said, you know, I'm happy to visit someone's grandchildren. It's great that they have grandchildren, but I don't want their kid and their grandchildren living in their house. It's too much for me at this stage of my life. I want someone who's free to travel and doesn't have those kind of responsibilities or stressors. So that was interesting. Another one said that he wanted to meet someone who dealt with their past baggage, that was happy to be out of past relationships, and they're not dragging those resentments and stresses onto the next relationship. So really nice men. They'd given this quite a bit of thought. They had obviously written quite a bit of stuff down before they talked to me, which is always great. I love people that have given it thought and they're coming into it with really some thinking going on. And so always good to keep on top of the numbers and make sure we have the same amount of men as women.
Linda, I'm glad you addressed that because often women say to me, there aren't going to be enough men in my age group. After all, I'm over 65 and la, la, la. So thank you for addressing that. Anyone listening who wants to understand what matchmaking can do for them, take this number down and give Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions a call. It's 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. And yes, today you have to wait till 10 o'clock because that's when they open. Thank you, Linda. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
I'm so happy to say that here on From a Woman's Perspective, anyone who has a fear of the dental office can now have dental care at home, thanks to denturist Suzanne Salga and her mobile dental clinic, a clinic on wheels. Good morning, Suzanne.
Yes. Hi, Marilyn. Good morning. So a biggest concern from people is, how do I know if my loved one even needs their dentures checked? And the answer is, people think that if the dentures aren't broken, that they're fine. But over time, our teeth shift and our mouth naturally changes shape. Dentures can become loose. They cause sore spots, make eating very difficult for some, or even lead to something, you know, even more difficult. With getting a new denture, it doesn't have to be complicated. Someone doesn't need a brand new denture. They can just have their old one looked at, because sometimes an old slipper, let's face it, is what we're used to, what we're comfortable with. And sometimes, honestly, Marilyn, some people just stop wearing their dentures altogether. So if your loved one is, I'd like you to look out for this. If they're avoiding certain foods, like let's say corn on the cob or sticky foods. Another thing is if you're noticing any weight has dropped, remember the prosthetic doesn't change with you. It's the mouth that changes. And number three, I would say complaining or any discomfort. Even change in speech, it's a good time to have their dentures assessed. And for someone living with limited mobility, recovery from illness, or experiencing memory loss, even a simple dental appointment can become exhausting and stressful, and not only for them, but for the family members who are taking care of them. So a lady called me today and said, I cannot believe that I can get help for my sick mom at home. And she just wants to enjoy her food again, she said. She also said to me, it's amazing that you can come and assess her dentures that she's had for a few years. And yeah, I can. My mobile denture care allows professional care to come directly to that person, whether someone lives independently at home or in a retirement residence or long-term care facility. I can visit them without having them get out of bed. My message is simple. Don't wait until there's a problem. Regular denture care helps people stay comfortable and continue with nutrition intake and maintain their confidence and independence. Sometimes the smallest adjustment can make the biggest difference in someone's everyday life. So anyone listening, if you or someone you care for could benefit from convenient, compassionate mobile denture care, I'd be happy to help. We accept all major insurance and the CDCP government plan. We also do all the direct billing from our office. So please give me a call at 647-204-4478 or visit me at dentureready.com and have a look and learn more. I'm easy to get a hold of. I'm here to answer your questions.
647-204-4478. A clinic on wheels that can keep your mouth healthy, be proactive, and take care of yourself. Suzanne will answer your questions and do what needs to be done. And you'll be happy to know her. 647-204-4478. Denture Ready, Suzanne Selga. Thank you, Suzanne.
It's my pleasure, Marilyn.
Suzanne Selga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Selga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. So, Dr. Brown, what do you have for us this week?
Well, good morning, Marilyn, and we're in a lovely week of July, and there's nice sun outside, and everybody wants to be outside, and I think that's great. And we know when we're in the middle of winter, we're just so anxious to have sunny days. But sunny days come with a responsibility, and that responsibility is taking care of our skin. We know that the ultraviolet lights of the sun really do increase your risk of skin cancer, and it's very easy to get a sunburn given the pollution, given the ozone layer, given the changes that we have in our atmosphere. So I recommend everybody use sunblock every single day. Even if you wake up in the morning and it's raining, at some point of the day, it may become sunny. And you need to put sunblock on carefully so that you're getting the hard-to-reach places, like the back of your ears, the back of your neck, the front area of your neck and shoulders. When you wear a T-shirt, a lot of a neck is still exposed. And we also want to pay attention to our hands and our arms, which usually are getting a lot of sun exposure. Because what we know over time is not only does the sun age our skin, and you do see a lot more wrinkles on areas of your body that have been sun exposed compared to areas of your body that have never seen the daylight, but we know that it increases the risk of all kinds of skin cancers. Melanoma is the most serious kind of skin cancer, but even basal cell cancers, squamous cell cancers, cancers that invade locally but don't necessarily spread in the body, can still cause a lot of harm. So I want to suggest that if you're going out for the day, that you wear a hat, that you put on your sunscreen, that you take it with you so you can put it on again later in the day if you've been very sweaty or if you've been at the beach or in a pool getting wet, because when you wash off your sunscreen, you have to start over again. And I think what's really important is that parents pay attention to their children, because when you see as a physician a 3 or 4 or 5 year old with a bad sunburn, you know that it wasn't the child's responsibility, it was the parent's responsibility. So let's be careful out there, let's pay attention to our children and grandchildren, and make sure everybody is protected and can enjoy the outdoors.
Thank you. Anyone listening, you've heard it here from Dr. Vivian Brown. Be responsible for your skin. Use skin protection. daily, just like Dr. Brown. I actually follow that advice because you gave it to us a number of times, and I do that every single day. So thank you for that, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. You know, because everybody thinks the sun is great and we're going to get vitamin D from the sun, and yes, that's true, but the sun blocks out the vitamin D. Sorry, sunblock will block the absorption of vitamin D. And what we know is you can take vitamin D orally from drops or tablets, but you need to protect your skin. That's what it's all about.
Anyone listening who wants useful advice and clear language and wants to take charge of their health, then remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available in bookstores, or they'll order it in on Amazon, on drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special gift, don't hesitate to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here, and she's got some exciting news. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, you know I always have exciting news. And what I was going to say is the deal of the week this week would be just to say that you've got Melanie Martin on your side. And I'm going to say that if you're looking for that last build, that beautiful dream home, you really need to give me a call, because at this point, I am now a salesperson for the Discovery Dream Homes. That's a Canadian-based architectural design and build manufacturer. It specializes in a mix of residential properties and commercial construction. But what I'll be doing is helping you with that last build that you want, that dream home you've been waiting for. Either it's a log home or a timber frame home or any kind of home. We do them all. We make your dream come true. Now, whether you have a piece of land in mind already or you're looking for a piece of land up north to build on, give me a call, because I'm always monitoring what is for sale out there and what appears to be a very good value. When you're looking for a piece of land that is going to be very conducive to build, you've got to look at the other items. In other words, in that area, what are the costs involved? You want to know that Melanie's checking these things out for you so that you can budget properly. So whether it's a small build you're looking for or a large build, give me a call at 705-725-6439, because I am the deal of the week.
Anyone who deals with you, Melanie, gets very good value, because you work from your heart, your experience, and you definitely check on everything you do so that people will not have any unpleasant surprises. Anyone listening who wants to build a property north of Toronto and is interested in land or perhaps a home north of Toronto, it can start with a conversation. Call Country Real Estate Specialist Melanie Martin at 705-725-6439. That's 705-725-6439. Melanie, thanks, and good luck with Discovery Dream Homes. I'm looking forward to learning about it each time.
Yes, I'm excited as well. We'll talk to you next week. Everyone have a lovely week.
In broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage, like a duck to waterfront.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. On this World Population Day, as we reflect on the fact that more than 8 billion people now share our planet, and on Cheer Up the Lonely Day, I'd like to talk about something very simple, yet very powerful. It's about clothing and what it says. We usually think of clothing as something that keeps us comfortable, gives us confidence, and expresses our personal style. But clothing does something else. It's a language we speak before we utter a single word. Research suggests that we form a first impression in the time it takes to blink. Before we've said hello, before we've smiled or introduced ourselves, our appearance has already begun the conversation. Over the years, as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, I've seen this happen time and time again, and research supports it. People notice not only what we wear, but how we wear it. Our posture, our expression, our colors, our style, and the way we put ourselves together all help shape our first impression. Mm-hmm. So today, I'd like to suggest that when we get dressed, we ask ourselves a different question. Instead of simply asking, "What do I feel like wearing today?" perhaps we should also ask, "What message do I want to send?" And even more importantly, how do I want someone else to feel when they see me? Perhaps clothing isn't just about personal style. Perhaps it's also about extending kindness. There are no universal rules. Culture, personal experience, and the occasion all matter. But there are some well-recognized patterns. Think color. Blue is often associated with trust, calmness, and reliability. Green suggests balance, health, and renewal. Soft neutrals like camel, cream, and light gray tend to feel welcoming because they allow the person wearing them to be the focus. Soft peaches, corals, and warm oranges often suggest friendliness and approachability. And then there's red. It's energetic, confident, and memorable. It can be exactly the right choice when we want to stand out, although it may not always invite casual conversation in quite the same way as softer colors do. Every person can wear every color. It's simply a matter of choosing the right shade. There are no right or wrong colors, but knowing that color sends a message helps us make thoughtful choices. And our style, well, it matters too. Soft tailoring and relaxed clothing often create an impression of openness and ease, while very structured clothing can sometimes suggest formality or emotional distance. Neither is better. It simply depends on the message we wish to send. Since loneliness has become more common, even though we're more digitally connected than ever before, perhaps it's worth using every tool available to help us create connection. And accessories, they definitely can help us. A colorful scarf, an interesting pendant, or a distinctive ring often becomes a conversation starter. One of the wonderful things about getting dressed is that we're in control of where we draw the eye. We thoughtfully can pull our look together, and we naturally can encourage eye contact. And that eye contact is often the first step toward our human connection. I often wear elephant jewelry or colorful artistic scarves that I've collected over the years. They don't shout for attention. They simply complete my outfit. Yet people frequently ask about them or offer me a compliment, and then suddenly a conversation begins. What started as an accessory becomes the beginning of a conversation that brings me to a relationship. Those finishing touches are like the icing on a cake. They add personality, warmth, and an invitation to connect. And there's one accessory that's more powerful than any scarf, necklace, or bracelet we'll ever own. It's a sincere smile. When we combine thoughtful clothing with a genuine smile, we create the ideal image. We not only look our best, but we help others feel comfortable, welcomed, and at ease. That's when our clothing becomes much more than just fashion. It quietly says, "I'm approachable. I'm happy to meet you." As Maya Angelou so beautifully said, "People may forget what you said. People may forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel." Our wardrobe gives us one more opportunity to make someone feel seen, welcomed, and valued. In a world of more than 8 billion people, that's a very powerful gift. If today's Wardrobe Doctor segment resonates with you, I invite you to read my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It's a collection of short stories that explores how what we wear shapes not only how we feel about ourselves, but also how we can connect with others and move through the world. If you'd like a signed copy, it's only available through me. Simply call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll be delighted to hear from you, and I'd be glad to be your wardrobe doctor as well. Before I leave you today, I'd like you to remember one simple thought. Your clothing speaks before you utter a word. So choose colors, styles, and accessories that not only make you feel good, but also help others feel welcome in your presence. Every morning, before you leave home, ask yourself not only, how do I want to look today, but also, how do I want someone else to feel when they see me? In a world where loneliness touches so many of us, that small change in thinking can open the door to a smile, a conversation, a friendship, or simply letting someone know that they matter. If each of us uses our wardrobe not only to express ourselves, but also to welcome others, we'll help create a kinder, more connected world where everyone feels seen, respected, and included. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. We'll continue our conversation about World Population Day and we'll share more ideas for helping cheer up the lonely. So please stay with me and your team and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We're all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why exercise? Regular exercise helps prevent or manage many health problems and concerns, including stroke, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, many types of cancer, arthritis, and falls. Exercise improves mood as well. Need an emotional lift or you need to de-stress after a stressful day? A workout session or a brisk walk can help. Physical activity stimulates various brain chemicals that may leave you feeling happier, more relaxed, and less anxious. You may also feel better about your appearance and yourself when you exercise on a regular basis, which can boost your confidence and improve your self-esteem. Exercise also boosts energy. Winded by grocery shopping or household chores, regular physical activity can improve your muscle strength and boost your endurance. Exercise delivers oxygen and nutrients to your tissues and helps your cardiovascular system work more efficiently. And when your heart and lungs improve, you have more energy to tackle daily chores. Exercise also promotes better sleep. Regular physical activity can help you fall asleep faster, get better sleep, and deepen your sleep. Just don't exercise too close to bedtime, or you may be too energized to go to sleep. For a complimentary consultation on how to get started on a healthy and safe exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. And while you're there, don't forget, it's complimentary. Subscribe to my newsletter.
416-809-4084. Call Christine. It's never too late to get started and learn the benefits of exercise. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. In life, there's a day that nobody prepares you for. It's the day you realize you've started worrying about your parents the same way they used to worry about you. I'd like to speak about a project we completed for our clients Linda and Robert. Their daughter, Vanessa, gave us a call. Not because anything had happened, but because she could see where things were heading. Every Sunday, she'd stop by for dinner, and before she left, she'd always ask, "Do you guys need anything?" The answer was always no. But she started noticing little things. Robert would steady himself on the kitchen counter and vanity top. Linda admitted that she was afraid of slipping, but laughed it off by saying, "We're being extra careful." Vanessa told me, "Every time I leave the house, I find myself wondering, what if this was the week something happened?" So we arranged a total home safety check. We walked through the house with Linda and Robert, talked about how they wanted to live over the next 10 to 20 years, and it became obvious that the bathroom was the biggest obstacle standing between them and staying in the home they loved. Together, we designed a beautiful barrier-free bathroom with a curbless shower, slip-resistant tile, seating, grab bars that blended into the design, and plenty of room to move comfortably. Everything looked clinical, it was simple, looked gorgeous, and a modern bathroom. A few weeks after the project was finished, Vanessa sent me a message that I've never forgotten. She said, "For the first time in years, I don't worry every morning when I know my parents are getting ready for the day." That's what accessibility is really about. Yes, we make homes safer, but we also give families something that's hard to put a price on: peace of mind. Sometimes the best renovation isn't for mom or dad, it's for the son or daughter who just wants to know they'll be safe.
Well, Daniel, peace of mind means a lot, and worrying and having anxiety about what to do to make your parents safe is really a heavy thing on our shoulders. So for you to lift that off Vanessa's shoulders and give Linda and Robert what they need for their forever home, I'm not applauding, but I'm cheering. Yay, Daniel, yay, Greater Toronto Accessibility. If someone wants to reach you today and make their home a forever home, how do we reach you and what do you suggest?
So I think you take me up on what Vanessa did, and that was get me involved on the Total Home Safety Check. I can come to your home and take a look at what we can make better and safer if you plan on living there for as long as possible. It's such a great package because I put it all together in a package. You'll know the price, you'll know what it looks like, and you'll know how long it can take and if it's actually possible. I do call it the Total Home Safety Check. It's usually $89.95, and this week I do want to give it away for free for the first three callers. So please call me at 647-206-6409.
Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Peace of mind. Do it once and do it right. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And now, our hour together is almost at an end for today. This morning, we began by talking about Cheer Up the Lonely Day and World Population Day. And at first, they seemed like very different subjects. But as we spent this hour together, perhaps we've discovered that they're really connected. Today, there are more than 8 billion people sharing this planet. It's an astonishing number. Yet that number is made up of individuals, just like you and me. Each and every one of us has a story, hopes, dreams, challenges, and a desire to belong. The world's population continues to grow. But somehow, having more people on this planet doesn't automatically mean that we have more friends or more people that we feel connected to. In fact, a lot of people experience loneliness, even when they're surrounded by others. Perhaps today is the perfect day to remember that although we may sometimes feel alone, we are all part of one human family. We have the opportunity to reach out to one another, to learn from one another, to share with one another, and above all, to be kind to one another. When we open our heart and mind to others, we don't simply brighten someone else's day. We enrich our own lives as well. Those moments of genuine connection help us overcome loneliness and remind us that every one of us has a place in this world. The English poet John Donne wrote, "No man is an island." And those words are as meaningful today as they were when they were first written. Human connection isn't simply something we enjoy, it's something that we need. My mother, Pola, she understood that. After she'd finished her work each afternoon, she loved to sit on the front veranda. One day a neighbor said, "Paula, you have such a beautiful backyard with a park behind it. Why don't you sit there instead?" My mother smiled and replied immediately, "With my back to the world? Then who would I see? Who would I talk to? I wouldn't see you walk by and we wouldn't be talking." She understood that people enrich our lives. Years later, when I took my mother out for lunch every Tuesday, we'd return to her condominium. One afternoon, as we walked through the lobby, my mom said, "Marilyn, let's sit for a few minutes." I headed toward two empty chairs by a window all by themselves. When I turned around, I looked and my mom wasn't behind me. Instead, she'd walked over to a group of people she didn't know, found an empty chair, sat down, and began enjoying their conversation. And then she looked over at me, smiled, and patted the empty chair beside her, inviting me to join them. That simple gesture taught me another lesson I'll never forget. Sometimes all it takes is an empty chair and someone kind enough to invite us to sit down. Yes, we can choose to be alone, but we also can choose to become part of a group, part of a community, part of our human family. And perhaps that idea extends beyond our homes and our friendships. It can extend into how we live our life in our neighborhoods, our cities, and in our country. Being a good neighbor isn't only about living next to someone. It's about seeing the people around us, especially those who are new to our community or even new to our country. And then we can choose to welcome them. Many of us, or our families before us, came here from somewhere else. And in a world where people move across cities and countries and continents, that experience is even more common than ever. When we take the time to greet someone, to speak with them, to learn from them, and to understand them and their story, we help knit our human family closer together. And in a world that can feel large and impersonal, when we build those small human connections, it helps us ensure that fewer people feel alone and more people feel that they belong. It all starts with us. We can take the phone call. We can make a visit. We can smile at a stranger. We can ask a sincere question. We can be curious enough to ask that question and curious enough to listen afterwards sincerely and openly. Because sometimes simply noticing that empty chair and inviting someone to sit beside us can start a communication and a relationship and definitely eliminate loneliness. As I glance at the clock, I see that our hour together is almost over. But before we say goodbye, I'd like to thank everyone who made this show possible today. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers who devote themselves to helping others. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team, because they're sharing their knowledge and experience with us. And thank you to all of you for spending this hour with us. A special thank you to those of you who not only listen, but reflect on what you've heard and take that extra step to make your own life better. And in doing so, help make our communities and our world a better place. If you have questions or would like help living your best life, please remember that your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. No one needs to face life's challenges alone. We're only a phone call or an email away. You'll find our contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on the radio tab. You'll see the sponsor expert list, and you'll find phone numbers and websites and information about every member of our team. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And now we really only have a few moments left. So let's resolve to do our part to cheer up somebody who's lonely, perhaps even ourselves. And on this World Population Day, let's remember that our human family is more than 8 billion people strong, and each and every one of us has the ability to help make another person's life a little brighter or a little better. Our efforts, no matter how small they may seem, help build a kinder, stronger, and better world. So until we meet again next Saturday morning at 8, please remember this. No one of us is an island. And sometimes the simplest act of kindness is noticing an empty chair and inviting someone to sit beside us and have a little chat. I hope you'll join us next Saturday morning at 8, right here when we speak again from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye until then.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.